Attention, calling all whispering hunties. Oh,
okay.
Hi, I'm Nijon, a self-proclaimed semi-drag race expert.
And I'm Nick. I've never watched it before.
And together we are whispering hunties. My God, are we back again this week?
We're back again. RuPaul's keeping us so busy.
So busy. Yeah, but you know what? We're having trouble containing all of our joy of Drag Race.
Yeah, we keep having guests with amazing conversational skill.
Yeah, so why have one when you can have two with a little bonus, you know, mm-hmm. a little bonus on the side?
Because we're going to be focusing mostly on American Drag Race, and then also mostly on UK Drag Race. So we mm-hmm. had to split it up, baby, because we don't want to throw any queens under the bus.
Because they're all winners. Mm-hmm. We're going to catch up a little about COVIDia, and then also Drag Race UK with our favorite game, Who or Them.
Let's teach people something super quick.
Every year, more people die from getting hit on the head with coconuts than they do from shark attacks.
Like dead?
It's not that many, because like only like one or two people, I think, die from shark attacks every year. The low teens for the coconuts.
And coconuts are hard. Teach me something good. Now on your local favorite podcast thing.
Yeah, all podcast things.
What would you say is your COVID wisdom?
Deal with your demons so the rest of us don't have to.
Yes. I love that. You got to learn to be alone with yourself.
Right. Yes. You got to learn to be alone with yourself.
Mm. On a long, stormy night.
They said, you don't miss going out. I said, hell no. All my stuff is at home and I don't like people. So I'm good.
I got plenty to do here.
Right. Let me go ahead and finish writing up this musical. Let me go ahead and start this YouTube series. Let me go ahead and do the things that I was supposed to be doing, but couldn't mm-hmm. do because I was out till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning doing God knows what in the back room, God knows where.
Mm-hmm. I would say, like, it really makes you think about who you spend your time with. And it makes you... We had this quite... mean rule. It was like the rule of six that they brought out in like November, so you couldn't go out with more than six people, which is obviously a nightmare when you live with nine. And for you're trying to like chop in peace, and like you can't do anything with everyone, so you have to be like, all right, I have one afternoon, who do I want to really spend my time with?
Did the nine of you like pull lipsticks for the three who didn't get to go?
We should have done. Yeah. I think that would have been a little like too much tension in the kitchen the next day.
What if there was a tie and you had to be like, we have to vote a second time?
Oh my God. We're going to get into it.
Make them lip sync in the hallway.
Yes.
Gotta really want it.
Yes. You want to go out.
Those actually pair really, really nicely together. Mm-hmm. I think that like learning to be okay with like being with yourself is intensely important. And then also, you know, bringing people into your life and keeping people in your life that are a positive influence is priceless.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And if they're not uplifting you, they're dragging you down. So,
one or the other.
Exactly. But it's true, though.
You know, this is a black and white situation. There ain't no in between. Ain't no gray.
Exactly.
Either you with me or you against me. Which one is
it? Yeah, you got to get on the train or you're getting left behind.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
So we're back. And we're gonna dive quickly into the drama that is happening with the complete disrespect of our UK girls, and also just find out some boots on the ground tea around these British lovely ladies.
I just want to say real quick that like it seems like our approach to talking about UK with like dividing it up, making sure we're giving equal time to talking about them. I think we're doing more work and consideration than RuPaul's Drag Race.
Exactly. Because
I'm going to tell you right now, given the stories that I've heard, don't be so shocked.
Yeah.
But Adam, can you clarify? RuPaul's Drag Race is not going to be aired on TV in the UK?
It's not even airing this year, which is, I think, is pretty bad. It's still on BBC Three, technically, but they're putting it straight to iPlayer at 7 p.m. on a Thursday. So it's not even, like, there's no experience of watching it live.
But if they put it on iPlayer, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, that's like putting it on Hulu. So it's like, it's not even, it's just, it's not, it's basically not on TV. What I'm trying to say. This is like,
yeah, it's basically like, just like, hey, at this time, it's gonna go. The new episode will be up 7 on Thursday.
Yeah, it like might as well be like Trixie Mattel being like 3 p.m. new video.
Right, like, right. That is so unfair. Jeez.
This is basically like Instagram TV.
Exactly. It's so frustrating. At least BBC iPlayer is free for anyone in the UK. Although it's technically not, because you have to have a TV license, which is like £180, which is...
Oh my God.
And like, if you ask any British person about a TV license, you'll get them raging in about 5 minutes.
Jeez.
It's a ridiculous thing. Just because you have a TV in your house, you have to pay it, even if you don't have cable.
God. That's awful.
It is awful.
Hey, to have a TV in your house?
Yeah. This is the same country that used to tax you by like the number of windows you have.
Oh,
which is why which is why lighting in houses is awful here, because they used to have a window tax.
I'm sorry, I just had a flash. America and somebody in the White House telling us that we gotta pay a fee for
Can you imagine?
You thought white people went crazy at the White House for that?
Oh my God.
That's an American on a TV.
Right. I just want to say that like British tax hooliganery, we'll call it. Is the reason the United States was even born. So how could they not learn that it's like our terrible tax ideas at times make people secede from us? Like, how could they not? You're just going to make the drag queens make a new nation. Okay?
But you know, that honestly explains why a lot of y'all are so damn talented, because ain't nobody about to afford to have a TV in their house. Let me just go ahead and sit at the piano or sing and dance a few things.
Right. Yeah.
This is tragic. This is terrible. Because also, the British girls still don't have any prize money. So they're still playing for, like, Rupita badges.
Hold on. What?
The prize money is not going to happen.
So UK season one, which I haven't watched yet, they didn't get a cash prize?
No. She got, like, a trip to LA to go film, like, a little mini-series. But essentially, because it's produced by the BBC, which is paid for with your TV license, they don't do cash prizes. They've got the money. These presenters get paid far too much. But then if they gave them like 100K for winning, you'd have lots of like very angry little old like white people like waving their canes outside Boris's house. Like, I'm not paying for this.
Don't mess with them.
Oh, because then it would be like, it would be from tax money, basically.
It would be basically from taxes, yeah.
Oh. Okay, all that needs to get redone.
Yeah. I think RuPaul should just be cutting a check, let's be real.
The thing. I do think that World of Wonder tried to make up for it by basically giving them a contract for a web show like what they did with the Vivian. I mean, that was World of Wonder trying to make up for it, but I still think it's setting a terrible precedent of not paying people, which is why like the prizes in the Netherlands were allowed to be so, you know.
Right. It was a dress and a magazine shoot.
It was a red wig and a silver dress.
But like, that dress was kind of shady.
Yeah, but that's not paying people for their art. And when your show, your company is making a huge profit based on people's talent and then you're not even paying them, hello. That sucks.
It's such like a, it's like a deal with was it like Rumpelstiltskin, because they're getting on the show, they're getting this platform, but then like they're not getting any money from it directly, and then all they're like sending 10% of their checks to World of Wonder afterwards.
Well, I know a lot of people don't like him, but I mean, thanks to Brandon Voss for driving draft, or at least hiring some of those girls so they could on those outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, it's a literal crime happening in daylight. And hopefully, by season three, we'll at least get them back on TV. So we're going to play a quick game. If you know who they are, because they are them, thems are people that everyone knows what they do and why they do it. Kind of like Adam Briggs, host of Here to Make a Queer podcast. Oh, and Jada Balenciaga, also known as William Bailey. She's so them. She's like two thems, but in one. Because she's the other Smith. Those are thems.
The other Smith.
Yeah, the other Smith. But if they are not that, then who? Are you? Yeah.
Like so, a Nick Probst?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. That's a them. He's the co-host of Whispering Hunties. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to move along and just let us know.
Oh. She is a them. She is, it's like in her Meet the Queens when she's like gig, another gig brunch. Like that is literally her. She is everywhere. In the UK.
Oh, so she's a Jada Balenciaga.
Exactly.
She's gagging all over the place.
She's gigging and gagging all over the place.
She was one of the ones who stood out when I first saw the promo picture. I said, oh, okay, sis.
Mm-hmm. I want to see this outfit in a lip sync. Not that I hope she lip syncs, but can you imagine?
Baby, that Marabou would be putting in overtime.
Oh.
I'm living for it.
Oh, is that the type of feathers that she's wearing?
Yes.
Spicy. Better than chicken feathers.
There is something about... There's such a difference between talking to a drag queen about these things, because the way that you just clocked those feathers is insane.
It's actually a mixture. It's like it's extra large marabou feathers, and it looks like there's some turkey feathers. No, there are no turkey feathers in there. I thought there was going to be on the shoulder, but it looks predominantly marabou.
Could you imagine? So
well, it's not being a drag queen. I honestly actually work at a ballet studio where I make tutus and corsets.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha.
Oh, okay.
You know the materials.
That's William's day job.
Okay. No, but it's just so incredible to just think of like, you know, like a drag queen must walk into a room and then people are literally like, oh, mermaid sequins. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Mr. Joe Black, or I think it's just Joe Black.
Joe Black, yeah.
Absolutely, them. Mm. They have to be a them. They're like, the like UK drag scene is slightly different than the States. It's more like cabaret based. Mm. And Joe is like very cabaret, Brighton. He does like Edinburgh Fringe and stuff as well.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so cool. Especially because... you know what? I just love that idea of cabaret. Which means, Jada, you need to go. You need to travel. You need to hop in there. Just do a little one.
Toronto.
Wait, what? You went to Toronto?
Yeah.
What did you do in Toronto?
Ironically, I opened up another drag brunch.
Yes, work. Oh, that's great. You gotta do it enough to get dual citizenship so that you can go on Canada's Drag Race season 2 at the very least.
You need to do.
You gotta do it. I want to see some girls I know.
You gotta do a Lemon.
Yeah, American Loopholes. That's what we do.
Well, no, Lemon was the smartest one because she's like, you know what? It's probably gonna be a while until I can get on the U.S. season with all these other New York queens up in here. Mm-hmm. Why don't I just hop on back to Canada and just make it work?
Right, because like they're so selective about New York queens, right? Because there are just so many.
Yeah, I was like, of all places for y'all to come and try to migrate, New York is not
right. It's like a microscope.
These girls will eat you, myself included, will eat you alive here.
Because Because it's just like the level is so high, and it's just, it's like you gotta, if you want to be baby drag somewhere else, baby.
Yeah, because to stand out.
You have a bunch of homos standing in front of you at the bar with their arms folded, but you are expected to be kicking and splitting and turning the party and making people cheer. That means you just gotta up your game. And by the time that that happens, you don't even realize how fierce you are. So we are held at a higher level. So when people come in that haven't been in New York City to, you know, hone their craft or aren't from one of those other major cities that are known for their drag, we all kind of go, bitch, what you doing? Like if you're not a Miss Continental girl, if you're not from like the Texas scene, and you're known for bucking, if you're not like from the comedy pageant scene, what are you bringing to the table? Because looks aren't going to do it here.
No, they will not.
Looks will get you a door gig. That's about it.
Or like, you know, like you can be the cocktail girl that walks around smiling at everyone and then selling, yeah, the shot girl selling, you know, things for a dollar.
Which still sounds so fun to do as a drag queen, though.
They made me do it like once or twice. I said, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore, right? I probably gave out one tray and said,
oh, sure.
That's enough of that. It's one thing to be like a shot girl, but I prefer to be like a host where I can walk around and talk to people.
Yeah.
Because that's how you gain your following, and that's how you wind up getting your connections to be able to get to however far you want to get on Drag Race.
A Ahura.
I'd say they're also a them, but more like fashion-wise, I don't... Like, I've never
seen... This is like the shadiest them that I've heard you give. Like you're like, I'd say them. That they're them, but like Tia Coffee.
I feel like this is shady, but I'm gonna have to say who, just because before I did not know her before the cast announcement. But then after the cast announcement, you know, did a little bit of digging. And she sings live, she's in a girl group. She works at GAY in London, which is like the gay bar in London.
And it's right there. And it's not known as gay. It's known as GAY.
Yeah, GAY, which I only learned recently because I said it to Thorne and they're like, you mean GAY? And I was like, yeah, of course.
What does it stand for, anything, or are you just spelling out?
I don't think there's any meaning behind it.
Great, you know? And young. I don't know.
It's a vaccination center now, though.
Oh, well, work. Jada, what do you think of this look?
Next.
Okay, now we're being shady.
I was told you, by the way, that's what it is. I'm like, girl, who told you that was okay?
I think she could pull the wig back a little bit. It's a little low. Like,
yeah, it seems very low.
It's giving her this kind of like
square hairline.
Well, you can look, you know what? Everyone has different types of hairlines. I'm just not sure if I like this one. Ellie Diamond.
No, she was a who. I feel really mean.
Aren't you Scottish? What is going on?
I know, but I knew. But I'll save that for when the other Scottish queen comes. But
you knew Lawrence Cheney. Okay, but you heard of Lawrence, but okay, so you don't know Ellie Diamond. But she's from Dundee. Isn't Dundee like in the north and it's like kind of the middle of nowhere anyway?
I'm from the middle of nowhere though, but so I think that I think because even in her Meet the Queen, she's only performed outside of Dundee once.
Oh, wow.
Like, so Drag Race is like her first big gig.
That's weird.
Oh, so she's like an Aidan Zane situation.
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I only say who because she literally looks like a Who from Whoville in this picture.
Oh my God, totally. The curly hat. Oh,
I'm completely 100% on board with it though, because it's a gorgeous piece.
It is cute.
And she makes everything. So I'm really? Yeah.
Because she's like 6'4".
She does her own wigs and she makes her own clothes and all that. And she, you know, obviously she does her own makeup. So
you ain't got no choice.
Yeah. I mean, if you're that big, who's going to be making this like tutu dress
yeah.
for a 6'4" man?
I know. But out of drag, she out of drag, she literally looks like she should be like a tiny little like 5 foot.
Oh yeah,
five twink.
Proportions, yeah.
The proportions are just bizarre. But I mean, that's bizarre. Like they lie to your eye.
Yeah.
Sisters. Oh well, you just interviewed sister.
You just talked to sister sister.
Definitely in them. To be fair, I didn't know who they were before the cast announcement, actually. But like this promo definitely intrigued me because I was like, what the hell is that? Like, there's got to be something going on behind that. And she's such an interesting person to talk to. Like, she's very like comedy. Like, do you know who like Jennifer Saunders?
Absolutely like, fabulous. How dare you?
Yeah, absolutely
you.
Fabulous.
Jennifer Saunders is a them. Don't you dare assume that we don't know who this is.
Love her.
I don't know if it like made it across the pond.
Oh yeah. For gay people. I mean it's like yeah, yeah. Like for queer people especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plays in gay bars.
Exactly. Well, she's like her comedy is very like French and Saunders, so
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely fabulous.
Am I doing the accent? Yeah,
absolutely fabulous are basically like bio queens. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
oh yeah, oh for sure.
Oh my God, Patsy Stone,
Veronica Queen.
I'm gonna have to say who, because again, I had to do some digging.
Bimini Babes.
Or Bimini Bamboulash.
Yeah, definitely a them. Mm. I think similar to Taste, they're known for like bopping around Camden Town.
Oh.
She's from like 40 minutes away from where I am right now, actually, which is really strange.
Oh, really? She's from the north of England?
Well, I'm in Norwich at the minute, which is like the bit that sticks off the side.
That's so funny, though. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. Because I just kind of, like, the way she was speaking, I thought she was from, like Essex or something, like, just a little bit further south.
I think it's, I mean, maybe she moved around, but it's definitely got that, like, a little bit Essex, a little bit of South London, a little bit of, like, yeah. Norfolk in there as well.
Ginny Lemon.
Believe it or not, Ginny's actually like a very them in the UK drag scene.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. She's absolutely so unique.
Yeah. She's got these, like, further back on her Insta, like, pre-Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
She's got these videos of her, like, bingo calling in Birmingham. She's like, Annika Babs, come down to the village, £100 cash prize.
Do you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this was Dame Edna, like revamping her look. Do you know what I mean? It's so unique, but like, it's, I don't know. I have a feeling that if she can get away with these fashions, they're going to just love it because they won't see anything this raw. Cherry Valentine.
Them times 10. She's relatively new-ish. Like, I think she's been doing it for like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a Manchester queen, so she's only like an hour away from me. And my friend is really close with her. They designed all her runways together.
Oh, so she had help. She has friends, cook, connections. I mean, she looks gorgeous.
She's got. Mm-hmm. They didn't make this one. They got this one made by a Manchester designer. I think it's called Freak Couture Manchester. If you look on their Insta, they've got like really gorgeous stuff.
Oh, this is definitely her bondage babe.
There's videos of her like prepping for it, and she's literally like duct taped into like the shape of a woman out of drag. It's the funniest thing.
Oh my God.
Like, wait, because obviously they have to like wrap it and stuff.
Yeah.
But her, like, if you look on her Insta, there's a picture of like her and two other queens with like a red backdrop, relatively recent. That's Giselle and Whiplash, who like designed all of her runways and stuff for the show with her. And they're both Manchester queens, but Giselle works in Leeds as well, which is how I know her.
Okay, so maybe I need to go to Manchester when the world refuses, like decides that it isn't ending. Lawrence Cheney.
Definitely a them. Anyone in Scotland. Well, she's on the posters for like the tube system in Glasgow.
Oh wow.
Why?
Diversity.
So like she books like a look at like drag in Scotland, you know, like but like in but, the like, tube.
On the tube, yeah. I don't know how that came about, but she's there.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence looks like she's bringing something that these other girls aren't bringing.
Yeah.
And I hope that it is a jovial attitude. But apparently, Scottish queens are really catty. Is this true?
That's a universal trait.
Right. It doesn't matter where you're from.
I know Scottish queens are really catty. It's like saying, I heard T-Rexes eat meat. Being catty goes along with being a drag queen. I don't care. You could meet the nicest drag queen in the world, and she will still have catty moments. And you can't tell me otherwise.
That's true. That's true. Astina Mandela.
She's another them. I don't know if it made it to us, but there was a show called Drag SOS.
Oh, this is the We're Here. So We're Here is based off of Drag SOS. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which is a Brazilian TV show. And then Drag SOS has now been, I guess they've like passed it around internationally.
Yeah, so they did it, I think it was last year or the year. Well, no, it must have been 2019. They did it in the UK, and that's both with like Cheddar, Licorice, Anaphylactic, Astina, and a few other Manchester queens. And
oh,
she, yeah, but she's like dancer. There's a thing called
I can tell.
I know, right?
There's a huge like party company called Glitterbox in the UK, and they do these like immersive club nights. They do them in like Croatia and France as well, and they basically take over like an abandoned church or something for the night and turn it into like a full-on rave. Queens, DJs, performers, and I think
my Fuerza Bruta.
I don't know what that is.
They're a party company.
Oh, yeah, probably like very similar thing then.
Jada, I love how you like you threw out the like. I feel like Fuerza Bruta is like
way back.
They've been around, you know. Like,
I just literally dated myself.
No. I know what you're talking about because you know they used to come to town and turn it out, and you know.
I saw it when I was still in college. It was like 2009, 2010.
Do you remember when there were clubs, like gay clubs, like real, actual gay clubs?
Yes, like Rush and Heaven and Splash.
Yeah, Splash. Oh my God, my ears still haven't recovered from the downstairs, which is too much. To explain what I'm trying to say is, Splash had two floors. So upstairs, you would have like weird performances of like people who, like, sometimes they'd be like, hey, we have like a someone performing, and it would basically be like some girl that like wanted to be the next Britney, but you've never heard of her, and she had a terrible song, and that would happen upstairs. And then downstairs is where they play the good music, but they turn it up really high. So like you wanted to go down there to dance, but your eardrums would literally be like just aching from how loud the music was down there. And then they had the weirdest bathroom because it was kind of, the way they made the bathrooms was literally so that people could potentially have sex inside. Like they were like a little bit too big.
That's considerate.
You know what I mean? It was a special place. Splash.
And padding for the glory hole so you wouldn't get cut. So nice.
Adam, Jada, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We probably have to skedaddle, but before we do, where can everyone stalk you profusely, follow you, tip you, I don't know, just all of those things?
You can find me on Instagram at Adam Briggsy. I'm on Twitter at Adam Briggsy with an underscore because some asshole stole my username. And then on the podcast page is Here to Make It Queer on Instagram and then Make It Queer on Twitter. And that's every two Fridays, there'll be a new episode of that on Spotify and Apple Podcast.
Every Friday, fortnightly.
Exactly, fortnightly.
Every
it's all the rage.
That's that British flavor.
Exactly. You
know? Oh, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Jada Valenciaga, all lowercase, JadaValenciaga. And you can also find me on Black Content with William Bailey on YouTube. New episodes every Sunday at 6 p.m. I can't believe I have a show to promote. Thank you, Jesus. And you can catch me in this house avoiding people. So, but if you want to pay me, my Venmo is also Will Valenciaga, WILLVALENCIAGA.
You heard that?
Tip your drag queens. Listeners. Tip your drag queens, people. Mm-hmm.
Support them.
No, but everyone, please be safe. Please be kind to yourself. You know, it's been a week. And I'm so glad that we were able to come together and Kiki, because a little Kiki makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Okay. Be well. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This film is not endorsed by Rules Wonder, VH1, Viacom, Great Canada, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, all music, are registered trademarks and or copyrights to their respective copyright holders.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.